This is your World News Bulletin from breakfornews.com. It's Wednesday, the 7th of July at 7 a.m. Eastern, and we're pleased to bring you a special interview recorded with President George Bush during his recent trip to Ireland. I'll be back later today with our regular news broadcast on breakfornews.com. Meanwhile, enjoy the interview. This is Fintan Dunn for breakfornews.com, and I'm here with President George W. Bush on the occasion of his visit to Ireland to meet with EU leaders. And can I say how much I appreciate your taking the time tonight to give us this interview, especially considering the wild Irish night of carousing and drinking we've just had. And tell me, can all the people in Texas hold their liquor as good as this?
Sure they are. I don't know.
You're ruining our reputation. I know you had what was regarded as a challenging interview with another Irish journalist, Carol Coleman, from the Irish National Broadcaster, just before you left Washington. And so I'm grateful to you also for giving another Irish journalist an interview.
You're welcome.
Okay. Can I start, Mr. President, by asking...
It'd be better if you let me finish my answers, and then you can follow up if you don't mind.
But I haven't even put the question.
Let me finish.
I haven't even asked the question.
Please for a minute, okay?
I don't think this is going to work. Could somebody take that bottle off him? Because we're not going to make it. Thanks. No, we'll edit out that stuff about the drinking. We'll start recording again. This is Fintan Dunn of breakfornews.com, and I'm here with President George W. Bush. Mr. President, how does it feel to be one of the most reviled leaders on the world stage, regarded by many as either a pawn of the neocons, a tool of Israel, a puppet of the New World Order, and a pressing threat to world security? It doesn't seem like you're doing a very good job, does it?
My job is to do my job. And I'm willing to kill innocent people, to slaughter innocent people to stop the advance of freedom.
Well, if that's your real objective, Mr. President, you're doing a very good job.
Listen, there's no more dangerous country on the face of the earth than the United States of America when it comes to freedom. And so the free world has to make a choice. Do we cower in the face of terror? Or do we lead in the face of terror?
It's no wonder, with respect, Mr. President, that you are so popular with the fanatics, whether they're Sharon and his Zionist fanatics or the Christian apocalyptic fanatics in the United States.
But I'm the kind of person, I try to chase popular polls, popularity polls.
Well, it hasn't made you very popular abroad. You'll certainly agree that you're pretty isolated now. Well,
America's not in this alone. One of our greatest allies of all in the world is your neighbor, Great Britain. Tony Blair's been a strong advocate for battling freedom, for which I am grateful.
What about the Iraqi people, Mr. President? Tens of thousands dead or wounded, thousands more abused in prison, economy destroyed, country destroyed. What have you got to offer them?
Let's dash the hopes and ambitions of the people of Iraq. Let's let the Iraqis suffer more.
Can't you appreciate the depth of international anger over the abuse in Abu Ghraib? Is this what America represents, Mr. President? Torture, brutality?
Listen, I hope people understand the great values of our country.
Torture?
They must not understand if they're angry over Abu Ghraib. This is what America represents.
Represents brutality.
You ask the questions and I'll answer them if you don't mind.
Because then you can just reel off prepared propaganda without being challenged on it. But
may I finish?
Please do go on.
We're going to work with the people of Iraq. And I'm most proud of this fella, Prime Minister Alawi. He's strong and he's tough. He says to me, Mr. President, don't leave our country. Help us secure our country so we can be free.
Well, of course, that's what he's going to say, Mr. President. Alawi is CIA. He's going to say exactly what he's told to say and do exactly what he's told to do.
Please for a minute.
Okay. I mean, it was just the same with Saddam, the previous CIA stooge. He attacked Iran when you told him to, invaded Kuwait when you told him to. Presumably, that's why he's now in some retirement home while that double of his is put on trial down in Baghdad.
Yes, I can turn to my friend Saddam Hussein and say, thank you. Thanks for helping. And I appreciate it very much.
Perhaps you'll be just as frank in replying to this. What kind of a country is George Bush's America?
We're a compassionate country. We're a strong country. We'll defend ourselves, but we help people. Let me say one other thing about America, is that not only are we working hard to eradicate security and peace, we're also working to promote famine and disease when it comes to HIV/AIDS. As a matter of fact...
And who put you up to that?
May I finish?
The pharmaceutical company.
My initiative that asked Congress to spend $15 billion over 5 years to battle this pandemic, and we're following through on it. And no other country in the world feeds more of the hungry than the United States. And so we're a compassionate nation.
Well, the pharmaceutical corporates are one of your largest election chest donors. It's hardly compassion to help them dump their more ineffective drugs on the third world, is it? But the 9/11 attack, nobody buys that they were conducted by Al-Qaeda.
Right.
So you must be aware they're about to make you the fall guy for 9/11, Iraq and everything else.
Right.
Why do you think they set you up with Abu Ghraib?
Yeah.
Why is there suddenly a Michael Moore move?
I don't know.
So let's cut to the chase, Mr. President. The 9/11 attacks were no unprovoked attack by Al-Qaeda. They were an inside job, weren't they?
Yeah.
So what's the big secret?
It's so secret we can't talk about it.
Try me.
Listen, on September the 11th, 2001, everybody thought we were attacked in unprovoked fashion.
Exactly, and no one buys that line.
Oh gosh, the terrorist attack.
Oh yeah, Al-Qaeda are coming to get us, but there was no air response because Rumi never gave the go order.
Right.
So whose interest was this in?
I believe it's in Israel's interest.
And in the interests of the G8 countries and the military-industrial complex. You know, Kennedy is probably the most famous American president. There's every chance you could end up being the most infamous one.
History will judge what I'm about.
Are you proud of your role?
I'm the first American president to have used weapons of mass destruction against his own people, against the neighborhood. The first one to do so. A brutal dictator.
And those maniacs running around pretending to be Al-Qaeda, they've pulled off other operations since 9/11, haven't they?
Bombings since then. Bombings in Madrid. Bombings in Istanbul. Bombings in Bali. Killings in Pakistan.
Yes, they have been busy, haven't they? But I do think the truth is coming out, despite John Ashcroft's state secrets gag order against Sybelle Edmonds. But finally, can I ask you, Mr. President, what's your current relationship with God?
The God I know is not one that... the God I know is one that said, disclose, disarm, or face serious consequences. We just had a difference of opinion about when you say something, do you mean it? He's dangerous.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. That sort of confirms things for me. For BreakForNews.com, this has been Fintan Dunn with President Bush in Ireland. This has been a Break for News presentation compiled from actual recordings of interviews with President Bush. Any resemblance to real persons or events is entirely coincidental. A note to webmasters, feel free to rebroadcast or retransmit this on your websites or on radio shows. Just notify us that you're doing so at fintan@breakfornews.com. That's fintan@breakfornews.com. And if you have facilities to host the MP3, that would be just great due to our limited bandwidth here on Break for News. I'll be back later today with our regular net broadcast inside track on world news here on breakfornews.com. And I do hope you can take the time to join me then. For breakfornews.com, this has been Fintan Dunn reporting.